Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
Good morning. I'm the Reverend Morgan McLean, the Minister of Congregational Life.
And I'm Emily Burstein, the Worship Associate today. Good morning.
There is nothing you need to bring with you to be welcome here. No right beliefs or proof of citizenship, no eternal optimism or clarity of conviction, no boundless courage or endless expertise.
You do not need to know what brought you here or how you will solve that problem you're turning over and over and over in your mind. You do not need to be already perfect or even halfway. You belong in this circle where grace meets us where we are and where, but does not leave us as it found us.
Love lives in each of us, yet is somehow more than everyone together. Love lives with us here, where life pulses and rages and heals and transforms, creating us and this day anew once again. Come, let us worship together. Every Sunday, you're invited to light a candle at the back of our sanctuary at the milestone table. There you'll find a book where you can write down your joy or your sorrow, and it can be acknowledged in many ways, just as we do here with these pillar candles, acknowledging that in this room there are indeed sorrows. And so we light this flame that it might represent the moments that weigh heavy on our hearts, our worries, our fears, our grief. And we light this other pillar candle for the joys in this room, for moments of celebration and hope.
We light this chalice, which is the symbol of Unitarian Universalism. These words are by Reverend L.A. McCrae. Let us companion each other through the journey of life, attentive to the path and its challenges, illuminating the dark places and leading with love.
This morning we have an abundance altar. This is only the second time we've done it. The first time was 2 years ago. Last year, it was all planned, and Steve Burns was going to be our worship associate, and he was ready. And then so many things were closed down because of the smoke, because of campfire. And so we didn't have this service, but it's back. This service is much like the flower communion in that it's a commentary on our community and what it's like, and that sometimes you come to community and you give and receive. Sometimes you come and your heart is empty and you really don't have anything to offer. And that's really hard for a lot of us, but that's okay. Everybody is in that situation sometimes. And sometimes you come and you give, and in that moment you don't receive. And that's also a part of life. But it always comes around again, and we will receive in the future again. So today, you will be invited to come and place whatever it is you have brought on this altar. And if you are thinking now, uh-oh, I did not remember this. We had someone who said, everything was ready on the counter, and it's still on the counter. I told her, you could come back at 11:15. That would be fine. If you didn't bring something, you are a part of this story, because sometimes we come and we just need to receive. So please know you are a part of the story. So thank you for forgetting. So I invite everyone to come forward and to place what it is that you have brought, your gift, on the altar. A part of what you see up here are these guests at your table boxes. This has been going on for decades, and it's a multi-generational social justice effort. Every time you sit down for your meal, or you have a meal, not everyone sits down for their meal, I realize they're kind of going out the door, you add a little money to this, whatever you can do. Every day, sometimes people put money in every meal. And then at the end, we ask that you not bring all of your change to the church for us to count, but rather that you count it and write a check and let us have it. UUSC is a social justice organization within the Unitarian Universalist Association, and every year they have a focus. And this year, that focus is described to you in the journal, and it's about women and empowerment internationally. And so we're encouraging families all across the United States are doing this, guest at your table box. One time there was a person who was selling their house and just had this out on the piano, you know, and people were coming through and looking at the house, and they realized there was a UU that lived there because the person who was looking at the house recognized this. So it is something that is known throughout our country. And then we send in one big check to the UUSC. And Mary Catherine Morn, who is the executive director of UUSC, will be here with us at the end of March. So she's making a special visit to this congregation. So we encourage everyone to take a box. There's some out on the tables in the other room, and there are also some here this morning. This reading by Max Kutz, and it has become a favorite of this congregation.
Let us give thanks for a bounty of people, for children who are our second planting, and though they grow like weeds and the wind too soon blows them away, may they forgive us our cultivation and fondly remember where their roots are. Let us give thanks for generous friends, with hearts and smiles as bright as their blossoms, for feisty friends as tart as apples, for continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us that we've had them.
For crotchety friends, sour as rhubarb and as indestructible. For handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn. And the others, as plain as potatoes and so good for you. For funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes. And serious friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the winter.
For old friends nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming up as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around us like tendrils and hold us despite our blights and our witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, but who fed us in their times that we might have life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks. So the story I'm about to tell, and you may wonder, you know, why don't I tell this story when the children are here? Well, we've discovered that adults like stories at least as much as they like sermons, maybe more. And they are not shy to participate either. As a matter of fact, I often have to say, please participate if you are shorter than my shoulder, because our adults love to jump up and become a part. So this, you are going to be encouraged to be a part. Sometimes this story, I discovered it through some research, it goes all the way back to 1732, and they think it goes before that time, but it's the first time it appears in print. And there's this wonderful saying that comes from that time, boil stones in butter, and you may sip the broth. It shows up again in 1802. The main character is sometimes an old woman, actually, usually an old woman in the oldest versions, and then it becomes an old magical man. And then the most popular modern version has a soldier, actually. So we're going to talk about the soldier, and I'm looking for the most important starting part. Here we go. Once there was a soldier who was going from town to town, and it was a time of great hunger. There was no food to be found. As a matter of fact, people were hiding food from their neighbors. They didn't even tell the whole family if they had a stash of food, because they might go and eat it, they thought. And a man came through, a soldier, and he asked so many people, I am looking for a place to stay tonight, but I'm looking for dinner. And everyone said, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to keep going, because no one here has enough to eat, never mind enough to give someone who is just passing through. And he said, well, don't worry, I have everything I need, really. I'm going to make the most delicious stone soup. And so he took out this stone, just an old stone, didn't look special. People were very curious about it. And he said, can I please have a pot? And so miraculously, they brought kind of a new looking pot. It was kind of amazing. And he filled it with water. And he put the stone inside. And he started stirring it. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And the people were kind of wondering, you know. He said, but it would be so much better if there was some salt and pepper. And so I need someone to be a household person who has salt and pepper, which might be found right in this basket. Do I have a volunteer? I'm stirring the pot, you know. I can't do that, right? You know, I'm the soldier. So it's in there. You just have to search and just go right ahead. Yep, yeah, please put that right in here. And, yeah, just the whole thing right there. There we go. Yeah, okay. Good job. Excellent. Yep. Tasty as could be. Yep. Yeah, that's not bad. But it sure would be better, I think, if it had some garlic in it. So some housemaker has to go and find the garlic in my container here. And it is a very little piece of garlic, I have to admit. And these are hard times, but you can find it. I know, just you know, don't destroy the other things. Yeah, but there's the garlic. Okay, yeah, just right in the bag. Yep, don't you worry about that. Okay. Thank you. No bags. This is long ago. They didn't really have bags. No, that's pretty good. But I could use a little bit of potato, I think. Help me. Where is the potato? Somebody. Be ready. There's more to come. So if you're thinking about getting involved, please don't hesitate. Oh, yes, that's a good... You hid that potato? That's an amazing potato. Thank you for sharing. I would really love it if there were some golden beets. And I'm sure back in this time, I'm sure they had golden beets. I'm sure it would be so much tastier. It's got to be in there. I know. It's good. Quite a potato. That will do fine, whatever that is. They called it a golden beet when I was at Nugget. And then, you know, I'm sorry to the vegetarians who might be in this village, but we need some meat, and there are some selections here. Who would like to select some meat for this stew? I want some carrots. I really do need some carrots. If you don't hesitate, please, household people, I can see you're hesitating. I know you all have food in your home. I just know it. Don't worry, Bob. Don't go far away. There's more. Thank you. Oh, and I think some squash would really add some substance to it. Mm-hmm. Bob, you got to jump fast, you see. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
There we go. Yeah, just, mm-hmm, that's good. Mm. And everyone was amazed at how good it smelled. And they said, thank you. Mm. And that soldier had so many places that he was invited to go and stay for the night. And he shared that food with everyone who was there. And they said, oh, please stay. Stay with your magic stone. Stay with us. And he said, nuh-uh. I have other places to go. And I'm taking my stone with me. Now, the story, of course, is supposed to be, or could be, about people who in their hearts are not generous with each other. And that's a possibility. But there is another minister who had a wonderful rendition, a wonderful explanation for what else it could be. And her name is Liz James. And she said, imagine if someone comes to you and says, I would like you to give me some food. And all you have is salt. All you have is one potato. All you have is a small zucchini. And you might say, well, I don't really have anything for you. And so perhaps this story is about empowerment and not about people who are stingy and not willing to give. And maybe we need to be told how important it is that we give whatever it is that we have to offer, and that together we can make an incredible feast for all. That's a very different telling of that story. And I think one that I prefer. And so I thank you all for participating in this. But the further message is to think about at this season how many ways, small and large things that we do, can make a difference. Next week, the Interfaith Rotating Winter Shelter will start their sign-ups. And I encourage you to think, what is it that I can do to help the people? This week, you can bring things for the youth who are going to be released from the detention center and to fill backpacks. And Alex Hayter-Winnett is here with a project from the campus students for letter note writing. There are many small ways and large ways that we can make a difference. And then we make this stew that is delicious and to be shared with everyone. And so that is the new rendition of Stone Soup. Come with me, Goose.
I invite you now into a time of reflection, a time of meditation, a time of prayer. You might find your feet solidly on the ground. Soften your gaze or close your eyes. Notice your breath. Open yourselves to this time of care that we create together. We come into this silence, this sacred space from our busy lives. We give thanks for this moment of peace. Here in this silence, in this company, We listen deep inside for the places of fear, of anxiety, of hurt, that we might name those inside of us, that we might forgive ourselves for the times that we are imperfectly human, that we might hold ourselves in loving kindness with compassion. We notice the places inside, too, where we feel proud, where we find strength and joy. And we give thanks for all of that, all that is our lives. And we know that when we notice what is going on for ourselves, we are able to be more present to others. And so we turn our hearts and minds to the people in our lives who are near to us, to the people we know need our love today. There are those in our lives who are struggling with mental illness, struggling with addiction, struggling with complicated lives. May they feel our love. May they feel our support. And may we find new ways to be present to them. As we enter into this holiday season, may we hold the memories of those who are not here with us, knowing that love is stronger than death. We create so much positive forces in this world. Every day, every smile, every hug, every handshake, every good thought, every good deed. We create a community of care. And we can just imagine our work beyond these walls, beyond this community, beyond this state, indeed around the world, connecting not just with all of humanity, but all of creation as we share this planet in precious balance. We are all connected. We are all part of this world. May we give thanks for that and for our lives, for the joys and the sorrows in them that make us appreciate what we have every day. And now I invite you to return to our altar of abundance, to come back and consider the bounty that we create together, knowing that even if you left your food on your counter at home today, there is plenty here for everyone. So come, remember the guests at your table boxes if you like. Take something home and remember that we create this community together.
And so we extinguish our pillar candles, extinguishing the pillar of sorrow, hoping that our sorrows have been lightened by our time together, and extinguishing for joys, hoping that they travel with us, and the chalice itself, hoping that the message that you have heard here today of hope and abundance will travel with you also. You're invited to connect with the person next to you, whether it's a hand or a touch on the elbow or the shoulder, whatever is comfortable for you. And remember, there is a picnic. Some have brought, some will receive in the social hall. These words by the Reverend Dr. Rebecca Parker. Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or curse the world. The mind's power, the strength of the hands, the reaches of the heart, the gift of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting.
Any of these could serve to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love.
Any of these can draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, or withhold love.
You must answer this question. What will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world together. And let this congregation say, Amen.
Amen.